This is the Huckabee Report for Monday. I'm Mike Huckabee from North Little Rock, Arkansas. This weekend saw violent protests across Afghanistan as radical Muslims vented their fury over Pastor Terry Jones reportedly burning a Koran at his tiny little church in Florida. At last count, the death toll was up to 23 people, not a single one of whom had the slightest thing to do with it. Irrationality seems to be sweeping the world. It was offensive to burn the Koran, not just because of the reaction that it would inflame among extremists, but because it was so disrespectful to Muslims who are not extremists. And it was unconscionable of Muslim extremists to murder innocent people in the name of defending their religion. Well, now to put the cherry on the top of this ice cream sundae of irrationality, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is considering proposing some legal exceptions to the First Amendment that would ban the burning of the Koran. Even Lindsey Graham seemed to agree. So, if you're keeping score, burning an American flag, that's free speech. Submerging a crucifix in urine is even better than free speech because the government will call that art and even pay you to do it. But burning a Koran can be made illegal because the most extreme, irrational elements of the Muslim population might just react irrationally. That's not only insulting to all Muslims, but it sends a dangerous message. It tells every nut in the world that our leaders will defend our constitutional rights. That is right up until somebody starts protesting violently enough, and then they'll gladly start revoking them one piece at a time. And this is the Huckabee Report.